Blog Talk Radio.
The Smiley Day. Arkansas. The Smiley Day. Arkansas. The Smiley Day. Arkansas. The Smiley Day. Arkansas.
Music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
Yeah. I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Good evening and welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone Show, a platform for and about all artists. First of all, before we begin, because I am a native Washington, D.C., a native Washingtonian, I want to shout out all of the artists in the Washington, D.C. area, Baltimore, too. That includes you. I want to shout you out because everyone knows that D.C., Baltimore, Virginia have some of the dopest, talented, and gifted artists in the world. Yeah, I did say world. Y'all out there, go ahead and own it. It's all good. And since I have your listening ears, I want to invite you to join me each and every Monday from 8 to 9 o'clock right here on the DMV Urban Flavor Radio. And shout out to the DMV Urban Flavor Radio partners. If you're out there, thank you for your support. And thank you for allowing me to use this platform to showcase all the beautiful and wonderful artists, not only in D.C., but in other places as well. So if there are any artists out there or you know some artists out there that has music, have them to hit me up. Send me an email at sjbandmgmt@gmail.com. That's sjbandmgmt@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Love to have you come on the show and vibe with me, play some of your music, talk to some folks out there, and also expand your fan base. We're here to help and help you shine. I want to bring my first guest on. I'm going to introduce him. His name is Aaron Rhines. You've probably seen the flyer floating around. Aaron Rhines is a multi-talented artist. He's a keyboardist, producer, songwriter, piano teacher. He sings a bit. I think he plays some other instruments. We'll find out when we get him on here. He'll tell us all the wonderful things that he's doing. So we got Aaron on the line. Aaron, you out there?
Yes, can you hear me? Hi, Smiley, how are you?
Oh, hey, welcome. What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing as best I can, quarantine, doing this whole mess, but I'm doing well.
I know, but you know, we all in this together, and we gotta make it work the best way we can with prayer, music, and some laughter. So hopefully, I know you're listening to music. So I want to thank you for
And playing music all the time. Yes, of course.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you for coming on to my show. You are my first guest, so you know that's real special. So thank you for that. And
I'm honored.
You know,
thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, I've been knowing you for quite some time, so I'm glad that I called and you agreed to come on, so that's what's up. Thank you. So, you know, I know
thank
a lot
you.
About you, but we're going to talk about some things that some of the folks out there may not know. So let's just start out by giving the listeners a little background information about you, where and when it all began.
Okay. I grew up in Silver Spring by way of Washington, D.C. I started playing piano when I was about 5 years old, I got my first lessons from my dad. And then throughout school, I played the baritone horn in addition to piano. I got serious about piano when I got to college. I went to Lincoln University to study biology, and they asked me to join the jazz band. And I didn't know anything about jazz except for the things that I had heard, the records. I didn't know how to play jazz, but I got my first jazz lessons at Lincoln University. And it's kind of been a love affair ever since, you know. But being a musician has been really good to me. I've traveled to some really nice places and worked in some nice studios in New York. And I'm still working in my studio here in Laurel, Maryland, and working with a lot of great artists.
Okay, so you grew up in Silver Spring. What high school did you go to?
I went to Montgomery Blair. Played in the concert band and in the marching band with Ray Harry.
Okay.
Ray Harry was the musical director.
Okay, shout out to Ray Harry.
And
so,
we did have
I
the best marching band in Montgomery County, of course.
Okay, so, so don't start nothing, okay? So I know we got probably a lot of folks out there that performed in their high school band. I'm sure they think your high school band was the best, though. So shout out to all the high school band members. I know that you performed abroad. Did you also live abroad? And tell me a little bit about that.
I got my first gig overseas with an artist named Menace. Menace is from Detroit. His real name is Dennis Whedon. And he's a funk guitar player and songwriter. He's written for some known people like LaToya Jackson. I think I'm not sure about the rest. But actually Menace played guitar on Heartbeat, Kent Nix's Heartbeat. He's the guitar player on that tune. So he put together a band that went to Indonesia for about 5 months. So that was my first tour. And house music has taken me to some nice places, too. I've been to Australia and London, worked a bit with Jocelyn Brown in London. And went to Switzerland as well, producing house music.
Now, I've heard some of your house music tracks, and they are fire. And I was really surprised that you didn't showcase any of that. So I'm definitely going to have to bring you back on, because your house music track, oh, my gosh, it's fire. And you know, and the listeners need to hear it who haven't heard it before. So you're definitely going to have to come back.
Would love to. Working on some stuff now with a DJ that I actually met in Switzerland. His name is Freddie the Machine Wilson. And we've got some stuff coming out very shortly. So would love to come back and give your listeners a chance to hear it.
Okay. Well, you know, we can definitely make that happen. You also, you lived in New York for a couple of years. What was that like? Because I know New York is a big music scene. So tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah, New York, of course. New York is New York. You know, what else can you say? That was a great experience. Was in a number of different bands in New York, performed all over the city, got a chance to do some recording and some legendary studios like Jimi Hendrix's studio. Oh, God. And the name is... Can't remember that one. But I worked in a lot of studios in New York. I actually worked in Hit Factory, Power Station. Electric Ladyland is Jimi Hendrix's studio, which is totally awesome. And got to perform around the city a lot. It was a great experience. I would say that I got really my feet wet in this music business living in New York I took piano lessons there from Greg Murphy, who just had a number one hit. He just had a number one hit on the Jazz Billboard. And also I studied mostly with Michael Cochran, who teaches at NYU. And he was my first, well, actually my second jazz piano teacher, I'd say.
Speaking of teaching, you also teach piano, correct?
This is correct. Yes, I do. I teach piano. I teach jazz theory, the jazz theory method. So
okay. That's
mostly geared towards people who want to learn immediately. And what it allows you to do is get an understanding of music through learning chords and scales, and then you start approaching some jazz standards. And once you learn jazz theory, you can pretty much play all types. You're ready for just about everything. I mean, it's not going to help you with classical and reading, but you're pretty much ready for all other types of music because you have an understanding of chord structure. So, I enjoy doing that, and I've had some instrumentalists that have really benefited from my course.
So speaking of jazz, what's your, I know it's so many, but what is your, one of your favorite jazz standards?
My favorite jazz standard is probably Footprint. I really like Wayne Shorter. I like that tune. It's a very simple tune. There's a lot you can do with it. And so to play, that's a tune that I really love. And then there's another tune I love. It's a very difficult tune. It's called Giant Steps. It's by John Coltrane. And that's another tune where you can just constantly grow with. I can remember when I first started playing jazz, I couldn't play this song at all. And as I studied over the years, I came back to it. And then one day I could play it a bit, you know. But you just keep learning with a tune like that. Also, there's a song called Blue and Green by Miles Davis. It's on his Kind of Blue album. It's a ballad. It's a very beautiful tune. And that's a tune that musicians like to play it. You know, a lot of people don't call this tune on jam sessions, but if I call the tune, they go, oh, wow, thank you for calling that tune. It's a beautiful tune, Blue and Green. So those are three of my favorites.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Now, in your intro, you know, I mentioned, you know, that you're a keyboardist and a producer and a songwriter. I know that you tamper around with other instruments. And what are those instruments?
So I recently purchased a baritone horn, a marching baritone horn. This is an instrument I played from the seventh grade all the way into college. And that's been a lot of fun because I've never played jazz on the baritone horn in the past. So now I'm starting to play jazz standards on the baritone horn. Also play drums. You know, I'm not a drummer, but I can play enough to do my own recordings and, you know, hold a beat down, hold a groove down, you know, put it in the pocket. I'm like a pocket drummer.
Well, speaking of pocket, I know that you know, your style of music, it varies. I love it. You know, you know, you play so beautifully and colorfully. You have, you know, your jazz standards, your jazz, your straight ahead. Heard you play some of that, R&B, smooth jazz, house music. And I know you have something that you recently have been working on that I had the opportunity to kind of preview a little snippet of it when you was in the music lab. So I want you to introduce this song. I want you to introduce the song, but before we introduce the song, I want to let all of the listening audience know that this will be the first time that this song has been played. So I want to thank you for playing your song, giving me the platform on my platform, the Smiley J Artist Zone Show, and that's what it's all about. because you could have launched this and played it anywhere. So thank you for that. And why don't you go ahead and introduce the song?
Okay, this song is entitled Where I'm Free. And the title comes from my love of straight ahead music, swing, and also go-go. I grew up, go-go was my first music where I just latched onto. I used to go to all the go-go's in D.C. I used to go to the Chuck shows at Celebrity Hall, also known as the Black Hole. I used to follow Chuck and all the bands all over D.C. And this title of the tune is about freedom in music to do what you want. You can do what you want. You can just be creative. So I took two of my favorite genres, swing and go-go, and I made a song. It's called Where I'm Free.
Where I'm Free. Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and cue that up, and I want you guys to take a listen. Silver Spring own Aaron Ryan's new song that he is featuring here on the Smiley J Show. And take a listen, and we'd like to hear from you.
I also like to add that this song features Will Allen on drums.
Oh, hey, Will, what's up? If Will is out there listening, yes, Will is an excellent drummer. So I know it's going to be hot.
Oh. I'm doing okay.
right. That's what's up. My God, that was a nice selection. You can get sassy, classy, hood all in one song. I heard a little jazz, a little swing, a little go-go. Man, you know exactly what I was doing on this break, right?
I told you.
I was over here grooving.
He was over there grooving.
You know what I do, Aaron. You know I love to dance. I mean, yeah. You gave it to him. That was a really nice selection. So that's what's up. Give us the name of the song again.
Where I'm Free.
Where I'm Free.
Featuring
Will Allen. Shout out to Will. What's up, Will? So, you know, it sounds good. I mean, I got a lot of folks that they want to holler at either me or you. So if you're out there, I see you in the queue. Go ahead and press 1 so we can talk to you, hear what you have to say. We'd love to hear your comments.
That tune is available through me, so if you would like that tune, you can just email me at aaronrines@hotmail.com. That's aaronrines@hotmail.com. So right now it's only available through me. So just send me an email and I'll make sure you get it.
Okay, that's Aaron Rines, A-A-R-O-N, Rines, R-H-I-N-E-S, at hotmail.com. If you forget any of this for whatever reason, you can hit me up, Smiley J, sjbandmanagement@gmail, and I'll make sure I route you to him. So we got a caller out there, our first caller. Can you hear me, caller?
Yep.
Hey, what's up? Give me your name and let me know who your question is for. Go ahead. It's on you.
We'll start with Captain Soul Star for Mr. Earn.
Hey, what's up? You said Captain Soul Star. Mustafa, how you doing? Thanks for listening.
I'm doing great. I'm just here supporting
hey.
And loving what I'm hearing. I was like, damn, this song long as I don't know what, but I like it. Shout out Mr. Earn.
Thank you very much. Well, somebody said encore, so I think it went twice.
Nah, just keep up doing what you're doing, bro. Like, I be looking for live musicians because I'm an artist myself, so I was just liking the sounds that you was playing. So, ain't no telling we could cross paths one day before all this COVID-19 over.
That's right. Well, I appreciate that. And, yeah, feel free to hit me up at aaronrines@hotmail.com.
All right, sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, Mustafa. I'm going to have you on the show pretty soon. Mustafa, if you don't know him, Mustafa is a D&B artist, very soulful. I work with him as well. Aaron, I think you enjoy working with him. He's got a nice vibe, a nice soulful sound. You know, he's got that.
Okay.
I don't even like comparing people, but if I had to compare him, I would, you know, just say Anthony Hamilton and Otis Redding. And he raps, and he just got that vibe like that. So you would appreciate his style.
Oh,
so,
all right, now.
Thank you again, Mustafa, for calling in.
Much love.
I think we have another caller. Yes, thank you. Thank you. We have another caller in queue. Go ahead and press 1. State your name.
Yeah, this is Tony.
Antonio, how
Hello?
You doing? Thank you for calling. Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay, good.
Hey, Antonio.
This is for Aaron. How you doing, Smiley J?
Oh, thank you.
Okay, yeah. No, this is not a question. This is more of a comment. I really like the song. It's a combination of like jazz and go-go, but the thing is, what I like most about it, one doesn't overpower the other one, if you know what I'm saying. It's like it's so evenly mixed in together. Like, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you got your go-go, you got your jazz, but it blends in so good, one doesn't dominate the other one, if you know what I mean.
I appreciate that. It transitions smooth one into the
right,
other.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like
your
go-go doesn't overpower the jazz and vice versa. So that's
well,
what I mostly like about the song. Yeah, yeah. Keep the good
work
up, man. That's That's really tight, man. I really like that.
Thank you so much, Tony. I appreciate the comment.
Yeah, yeah.
And thank you, Antonio,
thank you,
for calling in and for listening. Yes, thank you for listening.
Oh, not a problem. You guys doing great. I like it. Keep the good work up.
Okay. Thank you.
So now that I think about it, Smiley, those two styles. Remember you used to come to see my show at Phillips Flagship?
Yes.
And I used to do the same thing live. And, you know, the crowd really surprised me one night because we were playing a go-go groove. And I said to my band, I said, let's switch it up, swing. And they all kind of looked at me funny. They're like, really? And people were dancing. They were on the dance floor. And so I just said, well, I'm going to do an experiment. I'm in the middle of this go-go tune, I'm going to switch it. And do you know, as soon as I switched from go-go to swing, everybody in the crowd started dancing like they were back in the 60s or the 50s or something. You know?
I remember that they started actually doing a swing dance, and it worked. So, you know, it worked.
Yeah,
so,
it worked.
People,
I guess that's where I got that idea from.
Yeah, people recognize good music. They can feel it. They can get up and move with the groove. Looks like we have another caller. I wanna give this caller an opportunity. Mute your phone if you can. Caller, hit one. Are you there? State your name and your question or comment.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello? Hi. Welcome.
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. Hi. My name is Savannah.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you? I really enjoyed what I heard. I can't hear
you,
but I'm hoping you can hear me. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
No, we hear you
loud
and clear. Can you speak up a little? You have a very light voice. Just speak up a little.
Yeah. I am from New York, and I have listened to the culture here in the Washington, D.C. area. We hear it kind of sound combined. I can understand it. When I hear go-go by itself, I feel lost because I'm not from the area, but when I just heard it combined, it was awesome. Congratulations. I really like that, and I probably will contact you. All I remember hearing was Hotmail to get a copy of it, and it's really, really nice. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your compliments. The address is aaronrines@hotmail.com, aaronrines@hotmail.com.
Thank you.
And we'll also
place
it up on the Urban Radio site as well for those of you who may have joined us late and missed it. Do we have any more callers in queue? You're getting some really good feedback, Aaron. I mean, it sounds really good. So, just keep it up. You know, your music is a vibe. You know, like they said, it's a perfect combination. You know, especially for those jazz lovers and straight ahead and go-go, you pulled it all together. So,
thank you.
All right, I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to leave anybody out. People are calling in. It's queued up. Yeah, we got another caller. Press 1 and state your name and question or comment.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Hey, this is Abraham.
Hi, Abraham.
Hey, I just wanted to, of course, I was listening in, and, I am thoroughly amazed. I am a fan of both of those genres of music, and as the one person stated, the even balance in the mix of both was just amazing. Like, that's something I could see myself just, you know, on a late night just in the car by myself. I could pop that in and let that ride while I, you know, cruise on the highway or whatever and be able to relax my mind. So, I'm thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with that mix and how you put that together. And I actually wish we could get more of that in just go-go period. You know, I love all forms of go-go. I love the crank. I love the, you know, the grown and sexy, but to be able to kind of add that jazz feel to it on a more consistent basis, you might want to put a band together, man, and get you some spot dates out here somewhere.
Thank you very much. Well, I do have a band. It's called Aaron Rhymes and the Groove Unit, and we've been performing around the DMV since 2008. My last regular gig was at Phillips right before this coronavirus broke out. We were there every third Friday. I'm sorry, not Phillips, Tacoma Station.
So yeah, we were there every third Friday. Phillips ain't been there in a while.
I know, it's been a long time. I miss Phillips. But Tacoma Station is awesome as well. So, yeah. So, hopefully you'll get a chance to see us again real soon.
And do you have that same feel when you're doing it live at Tacoma Station?
Yes, that's what I do. I love swing, and I like to combine jazz with go-go.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm definitely I'll be following the show, so I'll be keeping in contact with Smiley Jay as far as when you guys will be playing, and once this is all over and you guys get back, I will probably definitely be an avid fan.
Awesome. I appreciate that, and I look forward. Make sure you come up to me and holler at me and remind me that we met on the Smiley Jay show.
I will do. I definitely will do that.
Awesome.
And thank you, Abraham, for calling in and your comments. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
So, Aaron, you know, I Abraham asked a question. I was getting to it. I wanted you to talk a little bit about your band and give them the name again.
The name of the band is Aaron Rhymes and the Groove Unit.
And the Groove
and,
Unit. Cool.
The Groove Unit. So we do all types of events around the DMV, corporate events, just all work, backyard parties, clubs, restaurants. We've done some house parties too, living room parties. We've done a few of those. And go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Okay, so we've played at Phillips. We've played in Baltimore at Bobby's Jazz. And as I was saying, we were at Tacoma Station right before this outbreak put a stop to everything.
Yeah, but you know,
we also did Blues Alley a couple of years ago, and now that I mentioned Blues Alley, I think we have to mention your band because I played at Blues Alley twice that year. We played with your band first, and that was a great experience. And then I was already scheduled to play with my band a couple months following your band. So I always wanted to play at Blues Alley, and when it happened, I played there twice in about the span of 3 months.
Yeah, I remember. I was at one of your shows. It was a great show, and you also had a vocalist. You had Renee Edwards was your featured vocalist. It was a very nice show. So hopefully you can get back down there when all this is behind us. But I think folks are going to be ready for to hear some good music. And you certainly have that.
Yeah, so we can't forget about Renee Edwards. She has a beautiful jazz voice. And she is my vocalist of choice that I use most of the time. And she was at Blues Alley. She did an awesome job. And we have some material coming out as well very soon, Renee and I.
Okay, well, hold on to that for a second. I'm going to circle back around to that because I know you also work with other folks, and I'm going to come back to that. Because we do, I mean, people want to talk to you tonight, Aaron, so that's a good thing. So we have two callers. Go ahead and queue up the first caller. State your name and your question and or comment.
Hello?
Don't be shy. Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What is your name?
name is Kevin Kojo Prince. Smiley, congratulations on your new show. Aaron Rhymes,
hey,
you're doing a great job. Hey, how are
Thank
you?
Thank you very much, Kevin.
Hey, Kojo,
thanks for
calling in. Kojo is a musician as well.
All right. Well, I have a question for Aaron. In your opinion, we got some of the greatest musicians here in the country actually living in D.C., the D.C. metropolitan area. In your opinion, why, in the sense of go-go, why, you know, why, how come, you know, a lot of these musicians don't get, you know, outside of D.C. as far as the sound of go-go? We don't get the respect that we should have. And on the level of, you know, hip-hop and rap and other genres of music, we don't get the respect go-go outside of the D.C. metropolitan area. We will get it on a certain level, but, you know, when it comes from us, if somebody else does it outside of this area, then it's okay. But when we do it and we take it outside of the D.C. area as far as California, I mean, it's been out there. Chuck Brown has done that. He's done and EU have done it when it comes to all their songs and hits. But how come, you know, you got some of the hardcore artists now, as far as the go-go artists that are doing their thing. How come, you know, what, in your opinion, you know, how come we can't get the respect that we should?
That's a good question, you know, and it's been the case for ever since I can remember that has been the case. Music, in my opinion, some forms of music is an acquired taste. Go-go's a very local music. That's DC's thing right there. That's a DC thing. And I noticed that a lot of folks who aren't from DC, when they first listen to go-go, they're amazed. And a lot of people, they don't like it at first, but then when they listen to it for a while, they acquire the taste. And, you know, that music is just inbred in us. You know, our
right.
parents listen
right.
to it. I can remember the day I told my dad I was going to go see Chuck. He said, you going to see Chuck? He said, I used to party with Chuck, too, you know.
Right,
so it's an acquired taste, you know, and as you mentioned the
right.
word hardcore. Go-go's a hardcore music, you know what I mean? You know,
right.
it goes real hard.
You get that. Right, so you get that, and you get the rap music, you get the hip hop, you get the new style of rap now that sticks in different cities. And go-go's been going on for 50 years at least. I mean, longer than that, you know, of course. And that type of music, it'll get around. It'll be popular in each city. For instance, you go to Atlanta, you know, you get that style of music there, and you'll get it. You know, of course. You know, we all think of rap and hip-hop starting in New York and then going to California and then going to different areas. But so those are based local genres, and they end up going international. And I just wanted to know, in your opinion, why hasn't it, go-go has gone to an area where it's like, you know, in a sense, that kind of popular. You know what I mean? I mean, more so than where it is now. I know it's a local based thing, but I think that it should be, it should stick in different cities and everybody doing it as far as musicians in each city. Because when I'm a musician myself, so when I play with different artists throughout the country, they always reference DC to go-go, and they'll say it, but you know, they hire me a lot of times. They hire me to play it. You know, and I'll play in different cities, and then we'll do a breakdown. And when we do a breakdown, I do my solo. They want me to break it down and do a go-go song, a go-go beat, you know, a go-go play,
right.
a song,
right.
or something, you know. So I just wanted to know, you know, in your opinion, you know, how come it doesn't stick to different areas like rap does?
Hey, it's a good question. It's always made DC very unique. Wherever
right.
you go, people, when you tell them you're from D.C., they're like, oh, you listen to the go-go music. And
music that never ends.
It's an acquired taste. And I think like when I was coming up, we had cassette tapes and we'd get tapes of live shows. And they're talking about, you know, the neighborhood, where y'all from, you know, so we're gonna gravitate to that because we feel it. We're from that culture. So it's a cultural expression that's unique to DC. And
right.
When people get into it. Now, one thing you said that was interesting, when other people play it. So, sure, yeah, people have borrowed the sound. They'll borrow the congas and they'll put it in their music with none of the other cultural attachments of the music. And then people like it. Jill Scott's done it. Simply Red did it. And it went over well. So I think it's a matter of how you package it. Of course, the most known go-go song outside of DC would be Doing the Butt by EU. And a lot of us would say, oh, well, that doesn't even really sound that much like go-go. So, you know,
yeah, it's watered down.
It's a
yeah.
phenomenon what you mentioned, you know. And
yeah.
I don't have a definitive answer for you.
Yeah, it amazes me how that happens. You know, it's not, it doesn't, it, you know, like I said, rap goes, when you get a rap song, it goes nationwide. It sticks in every area. When you get a go-go song, it's a specialty. So it's like, okay, certain areas will grab, you know, will grab it. Other areas just won't grab it for some reason. I just wanted to know. I understand. I mean, I'm from D.C., so I understand how this works. I just wanted to get your opinion. And congratulations on the show, Smiley J, and great music, Aaron. And I look forward
Thank
to seeing you,
so you
perform in the near future. And y'all stay safe and clean.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Kojo Prince, for calling in. And I want to thank all the callers who called in with some really great comments and questions. I appreciate you, you know, tuning in tonight on a Monday night. We got a chance to hear some cool music with some little, you know, little homegrown go-go thrown in there. So thank you again, Aaron, for tuning in and introducing your music on the Smiley J Show. And with that, I want to also, for the sake of time, I have to say it again. If we have any independent artists out there, or you know any that has music, have them reach out to me at sjbandmgmt@gmail.com. I would love to have you on the show and use my platform so you can connect with other artists and musicians such as Aaron Ryan. And for
artist
the sake
stuff.
Of time,
Smiley J.
I'm sorry, but you said. Oh yes, yes. You know
Smiley
what? I totally would be remiss if I didn't mention Aaron Rhines. I called him. I said, look, I need a, you know the kind of music I like. I need a snazzy, jazzy, a little hip, a little funky, something that speaks to Smiley J's personality. He said, I gotcha. So. Thank you, Aaron, for that nice intro that will be, you will hear it every Monday if you tune into my show. So shout out to you, Mr. Aaron Ryan.
The Smiley J.
Yes. Go ahead. Give it to me.
that's your theme song. Yes. You asked
Aaron,
for jazz, the Smiley J. Artist Zone.
Smiley
J.
Yeah.
You always trying to get
yes.
me to sing, so you got me on that one.
Well, you know what? You can't sing, and you got to use all of your gifts, all of them. Don't be selective. Go ahead. God didn't give you those gifts or anything. So we're going to, you know, everybody's kind of stuck in the house, you know, looking at TV, you know, looking at the same shows and catching the, you know, stuff they had queued up in their DVR. So I want to end this with something really smooth because when this is all over and we all can get back to some normalcy and get out and hear some live music, get to the restaurants, whatever it is that you like, when the dust settles, that's precisely what we're going to do. So with that, I want you to introduce this next song and we're going to cruise on out. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. to the Smiley J Artist Zone show. This show is for you if you are an artist. I would love to have you on. So, Aaron, go ahead and introduce this next song for us.
Okay. As you said, it's entitled When the Dust Settles. And I want to thank you, Smiley J, for having me as your first guest. I'm honored, and I know you're going to be successful. You got it.
Well, thank you, Aaron, and thanks again. And I look forward to having you back real soon. I want you to bring some of that house music.
You got it.
All right.
Yeah.
You are now rocking with Carolyn, Abe, and Alicia C.
Don't stop
on the Urban Flavor Radio Show.
Yo, Mac, I don't even understand how they didn't understand you in that.
Thank you.
music.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
The Smiley J. Arkansas. The Smiley J.
Arkansas, the smiley J.